the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
And speaking of heat, after spells of sunshine, showers and a bit of both, the country's in full bloom with flowers flourishing everywhere you look. But turning those blooms into a dazzling floral arrangement takes real skill. Joining me are two sisters who've built a business teaching online floristry classes for those keen to branch into the trade or simply polish their skills. Jeanette O'Rourke and Deirdre Sullivan from Kay's Flower School. You're both very welcome. The school's named after your mam, who had a flower shop in Rialto in Dublin, but before that she worked in a sewing factory. Where was that?
There was a place called Textiles in Cherry Orchard, and she did invisible mending. Say that when they bought in the bales of material and if there was a damage, she would actually be able to mend it, but you would never know that there was a flaw in it. So she also was an amazing dressmaker. She made all our clothes. We were probably the best kids going to school every day.
There was three of us. Myself and Jeanette were always dressed the same, but back in them days, the clothes was passed down, so I had to wear the same clothes for years. She just done incredible work.
She must have been really good and handy.
Do you know what? If she had have been given the opportunity, she would have been one of the top designers in Ireland. But back then, women, like girls, they left school at 13, 14. They weren't really pushed into education.
So she had family then and she stopped working.
Yes. Yeah. And she, like, when we were young, she would have done a little bit of what they called homework at the time. So they'd deliver, say, stuff to the house, and she used to make rosary beads, and she used to make, so she was always working. And she was the only woman on our road that drove. So whenever anything happened on our avenue, like we lived on an avenue in Rialto, it was always go to Catherine. Catherine will drive you here. Catherine will drive you there. Our Lady's Hospital knew my mum by first name because every kid was brought to the hospital by my mum because she drove. And she was always ahead of her time with everything.
So she was always busy and always doing something.
Computers came out.
Yeah.
Like mum was, she designed the very first website for Kay's Flower School. She went and did a web designing course. Now, this is years ago.
It must be 30 years ago.
Easy. She wouldn't have had a great education behind her. But again, she picked it up. She was so techie. Like when anything would go wrong with the computer, we'd bring it around to Mam and she could literally bring it back to scratch and reboot
it
again.
Oh,
she was amazing, amazing.
And your mam is Catherine and Kay's Flower School. Where did the name Kay? Was that her dad?
Dad called her KK when she was a kid, and when we were thinking of a name for the flower shop, she said, let's call it Kay's Florist on Kay's Corner. So we're basically based on the corner of the South Circle Road, quite close to St James Hospital, and we still actually have the same premises there, even though we don't hold the classes there. We mostly use it as storage since we went online. The owners of the new flower shop downstairs that have taken it over, they have continued to call it Kay's Florist, so it's been nearly over 45 years.
Yeah. So when she got in and set up the florist shop, were you guys drafted in then growing
up
to help out with
it? Well, I went in more or less straight away. I was probably about 18, 19 at that stage. So she then sent me on training courses in the UK. There was nowhere to train in Ireland at the time. Deirdre wanted to be a beautician. Deirdre fancied her hands, she did.
Yeah, so no, I didn't want. I wanted nice hands, and I saw their rough hands from all the hard work in floristry.
It was as simple as that.
It was as simple as that. I didn't want that. So, and I was the middle child, so I had a bit of a chip as well, I suppose. So I did beauty therapy and I opened a beauty salon in Ranelagh and had that for maybe 11 years until I got married. And then went freelance and then decided to go into adult education. And that's what I then went into. And I was training beauty therapists.
And then I did my education, my teacher's levels. And then when mum decided to retire when she was 65, then Deirdre then came on board into the flower school.
Yeah, so tell me a bit about the flower school. How did it work originally?
Originally, it was set up on a very small scale to basically make flower arranging more accessible to people. At that time, anybody who wanted to become a florist, their mum had to be a florist or their aunt had to be. It was kind of like a very closed shop. Like anybody outside of the flower business, it was impossible to be trained.
Like a family craft.
Yeah. there was, like, say, the local VECs and techs. They did hobby classes and night classes. But what we wanted to do was go into the commercial end, the professional end of it. So training people to actually work at it, learn how to cost arrangements, where to buy the materials, how many flares to use and what the selling price would be. Where obviously the VEC courses and tech courses didn't cover any of that. So we wanted to make it more accessible to people outside of the trade. So as I said, we started off on a very small scale and it really, really took off. And then it got busier and busier.
And really everything changed then with COVID, because there was an opportunity to think about doing it. What was COVID like in the business, and where did the online idea come from?
Well, I suppose like every business in March 2020, we'd closed our doors. We had courses booked in. We had deposits that had been paid. People were ready to come on the courses. And we kept putting them back and putting them back by another month and putting them back. And it got to the stage, I said to Jeanette, I don't think this is going to, what are we going to do? Our business was literally dissolving in front of our eyes. We were at home baking banana bread, getting fatter and fatter as the days was going on, and cooking fabulous dinners and all of that. And I said to Jeanette, look, I was living in 5 kilometres of the school. Like from my house to Walkinstown was 5 kilometres. Jeanette literally lived across the road from the school. And I said, the building is empty. Let's go back in and record. So we did. And initially she was as stiff as a poker trying to teach.
So you put the camera on Jeanette and said, off you go.
Off you
Pretend
go.
Pretend there's
and
a class full of people.
That's what you need to do. Imagine this class is full of students. You know the questions they're going to ask. You know the mistakes they're going to make. You know exactly. You've been teaching this for 20 odd years. I says, you know what they're going to do. Imagine. And because I knew the trade, I knew where to zoom in and zoom out and get her to stop and redo it and do a different angle and stuff like that. So that's what we did. And we literally spent all day, every day recording. And I spent all night, every evening editing. But I didn't know how to do all this. I had to I had to learn. And I learned as I went. And 29th of May, we got the first course out.
So you went on then, and this really began to take off. And
you must
be a natural for it, though, Jeanette.
She is.
I often say to people, I'm not the most amazing or florist in the world, but I know this sounds big headed, I know I'm an amazing teacher. Like, even at the moment, like, we have a girl with, she's actually deaf. That's training online with us. Like, that sounds absolutely mad. I have 2 special needs, one in Ireland and one based in the UK. I have a student in Malaysia. English is her second language, obviously, and obviously lots of other students. But like, I have an amazing relationship with them.
So how does it work then, Jeanette? I mean, they have to have flowers to work with at home or wherever it is they're doing it.
When we decided to go online, my experience, not just of floristry classes, but of any online course that seemed to be out there, was give me your money. There's a login. There's a password. Off you go. And we never want to hear from you again. So that was my experience of online. So we definitely didn't want that. And when our students came to the school, like, we got to know them so well. Like, they knew everything about us. We knew everything about them. And the first thing when they come in the door, a bit like when we arrived here this morning, would you like a cup of tea? Like, that's a real Irish thing. So we always had that. Would you like a cup of tea? This is Mary. She's from so-and-so, you know, and we introduced everybody. So when we started off, and we used to always give them Penguin bars and wagon wheel bars, like, that was our tradition. So when we started off, I said, okay, we're going to make up a kit that they will have all the exact materials that I'm using in the pre-recorded tutorials, so they didn't have to source anything. Then we got on to our supplier in Holland. So we ordered, like, throughout the years, we always ordered direct from Holland online. So we, like, Tesco online shopping, you log in, you have a shopping basket and you put your flowers in. And I said to our supplier, would it be possible to set up, I think the very first time 20 was our number, but we went up to about 60 and 70 at some stages. I said, is it possible to set up 20 shopping baskets that we would put the exact flowers in each basket, but you would ship them then all over for us? And he said, no problem. It's exactly like we have a customer in the UK or a customer in Holland buying flowers.
You can tic-tac with them on WhatsApp or whatever if they're having problems.
So when they were then following their pre-recorded tutorials, they had the exact same materials, flowers and colours that I had in the video. And then they took photographs and they WhatsApped me on a one-to-one basis, not in a WhatsApp group. So it's privately.
Are they typically people who want to improve their skills with flowers? Are they people who want to become florists? What's
a bit of both, because we have different levels of floristry. So we have like completely beginners starting off, and then we have more advanced stuff, and we have more sustainable floristry. So we have courses in all different.
And because of online, they're international. They're
international,
everywhere.
Globally, all over the world. All over the
and
world.
And you've been recognised as well. You've travelled to America a big conference. Tell me about
that. Yeah. So 2 years ago, we got an email to say we'd been nominated for these awards in America. And we were like, oh my God, Floral Educator of the Year. Well, Jeanette had been nominated. So we were like, oh, okay. So we went on our social and said, look, we'd have been nominated. This is fantastic, blah, blah, blah. So we won it that year. And we were so unknown that she said Case Flower School in England. And so anyway, that was great.
And what was it like going to a big international event like that?
So well, then she invited us over to teach at her conference. So Sarah Campbell is a celebrity florist who has done the Netflix Big Flower Fight over in the UK, but she's based in America. And she runs these conferences that are out of this world. And she invited us. And initially when she invited us, we were like, oh, geez, no, we couldn't go to that. It'd be too expensive. And she's, no, I want to bring you. Like, this is, I'm paying for you to come. And we're like, oh, OK. Initially, I suppose we had very much imposter syndrome, didn't we? We didn't know what we were going to expect. We didn't know what level we were going over to. We knew we could do anything they could do, but they didn't know what we could do. So when we arrived, and again, like, we were like, Mom, should we give a hand? She's like, no, you don't need to do anything. Like, yous are here as our guests. You know, we're normally where we get just get stuck in. And so we started, the first day we weren't teaching the first day. So we went around to the other workshops and we were able to observe and say, actually, do you know what? We actually have a lot we can teach these people here.
The imposter syndrome was gone.
Yes, the imposter syndrome was gone.
Yeah.
And we realised, there's so much we could teach them. But, you know, to this day, they would actually credit us and say, this is something that we picked up from Janelle and Deirdre in Ireland. And one of the girls in America, Amy Flair Moxie, she's actually writing a book at the moment. And she's actually credited us for techniques that we have actually taught her.
The imposter bit is history at this stage.
It is.
And some florists in America who would do weddings and big celebrity weddings where tens of thousands would be spent on flowers.
Thousands, like, you know what I mean? Like, their average wedding would be $50,000, like these weddings that we're doing, which I'm not saying it doesn't happen in Ireland, right? But it would be rare in Ireland. So what actually Sarah Campbell is doing, so she does what she calls it is intrigue across America. So when we were talking to her last year, because we actually went over a second year to her to teach, and she said, I'm thinking of doing intrigue across Europe, but I'm going to start with Ireland, because she said, everybody loves yous, you will be on the ground.
So that big event is coming
up in November, it is. And she has, like, a lot of these American florists are coming over to County Sligo, to Markree Castle, and it's going to be an amazing workshop with all luxury weddings.
And Jeanette, what is it about working with flowers that you like?
Well, I absolutely adore flowers. I love them. But I suppose in our job, like the job satisfaction, you know the way people say about job satisfaction? Well, we get amazing job satisfaction where you start off with somebody who literally doesn't know how to cut a rose or mightn't even know the name of a rose or realise that roses come in lots of other colours and every variety has a particular name. And then at the end of even the beginners module one, and you see the arrangements that they create, and then they go on to module 2, 3 and 4. Plus, what we haven't mentioned is the amount of our past and former students who actually have very successful flower shops here in Ireland. Like, probably over 85% of the florists based in Ireland have been trained, or their staff have been trained here at Case Flower School.
But you've been doing this for so long now. Do you find it relaxing?
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. Like, we're 38 years this May just gone, we're 38 years teaching here in Ireland.
But what I love is when the first day of a course, particularly module one, and some of them haven't a clue how to sign up onto the course, and I'm there literally talking to them one-to-one with them with their laptops, their phones, and then at the end you see them and they're on social media and they're promoting themselves and they've now started a business. Like, 90% of our florists are women. So women in business means a lot to us.
And that's a very satisfying thing then for you to see. What about the two of you working together? Do you get on well?
We get on absolutely great.
Did you always get on well as sisters? No.
We couldn't stand each other.
She used to breathe through loud.
So there's 3 years between us. I'm the eldest and we couldn't stand each other. We walked to school and I'm sure I left the house 10 minutes before her so I wouldn't have to walk to school with her.
It was that bad?
Oh, it was that bad.
Yeah. And we shared a bedroom and we had my dad made bunks. Like it was three bunks. So Sinead, being the youngest, was on the bottom. I was in the middle and Jeanette was on top and she'd throw things down on top of me and oh, yeah, no, we did. Until you got married.
When I moved out.
She doesn't even look sorry. No.
When I moved out, I always remember, like, back in the day, they used to make this wedding arch and you'd walk under the arch and we're sad to see you go and blah, blah, blah. And Deirdre was there roaring and crying and I was saying, what? She must be drunk. Like, what's she crying for? She can't stand me, you know.
So when did all of that come to an end?
I truly believe we got all our jealousy and our horribleness out when we were kids.
A house across the road from me.
I bought a house across the road from me. We never have had a crossword. Now, in saying that, I know when she comes in that she might be a little bit temperamental and I keep my mouth shut.
Hormony.
There's still a bit of a fear factor there, is there?
Well, she can have her moods as well.
You know, and we sort of know that and we just move on and... We both have very different jobs within the business. So we both know...
There's boundaries there.
Yeah.
It's the bunk beds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And we both know what we're good at, you know what I mean? And even if a student rang up and it was something about maybe signing into a programme or having a problem from the techie side or social media, I say, hold on now, I'll put you onto Deirdre. And then vice versa, if somebody rang her up and they needed advice on what flowers to buy in for a wedding, she'd pass them on to me.
And it really has been a family business because you have another sister, Sinead. She lives in Scotland
and she works as our virtual assistant. So basically, again, in the past, when people would talk about virtual assistants, I was saying, how would that work online? It definitely works. It definitely works. So she does a lot of the behind scenes work.
And is there a next generation?
Well, Deirdre's daughter, Cara, she's 17. She's
going into... two boys as well who have no interest in flowers.
Yeah, and my boys haven't got any interest.
No, so Cara, she comes into work now, sometimes under duress. But I remember probably about 4 or 5 years ago when we had the classroom base, Dad would always come over at the end of the class to clean up the classroom, you know. And I remember Cara saying to me, like, now when you retire, I'm going to take over case school and Granda's going to come in and clean up after.
Granda is 81 at the moment. So I'm wondering when Cara takes over, how fit Granda will be to clean up the class.
And what about your mum? How is she?
Mom is good. Like, she's in a very happy place. She wouldn't be involved in the flares at all now, you know, that way. But my dad is. And Dad would be known as Mr. K. People love him.
Yeah. So, like, it really is. It's a family, like, and no matter what, even we say at Christmas, we don't do many in person. But at Christmas, we do a Christmas wreath workshop every year. And we'd have the same people coming back and Mom and Dad come up.
Like celebrity appearance, and
they all want their photograph with them. And, you know, so it's just lovely.
You've turned your dad into a living legend. That sounds like. Well, congratulations on the business and everything you've done, Jeanette O'Rourke and Deirdre Sullivan from Kay's Flower School. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thanks for having us. Thank you. Really enjoyed it.